it away. Welcome. Happy Monday. Oh man, it is Monday. Thanks for that reminder. No, you're fine. Monday is great. It's been a very busy, productive day. I had a great day at work. Yeah, it's good. We've just got a lot going on. So it just feels like I haven't even given myself two or three seconds to sit down and think through my life. So that's where my brain's at right now, everybody. Drinking some white wine. It's been like 90 degrees over here in Portland. It's lovely. It's absolutely lovely.
Yeah. Wait, okay. Do you want to talk about updates, like how stuff is going, or is that not what you're talking about? Craziness.
Yes, let's definitely do updates. Yeah, things are popping along over here. I've got the new house. We've got my lighting up in my bedroom. I'm in my king size mattress. Yeah, my closet's like kind of coming back together. I unloaded maybe two or three empty boxes.
Exciting.
So yeah, things are like, I'm going shopping and all the old stuff that I haven't been able to like see for the past few months. So it's just kind of like, oh, this is a cute top. Oh, this is a cute little thing. So I get to like bring out all my summer stuff.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's like all new.
That's kind of been my week.
Yeah. New wardrobe.
Yeah. What's going on with you? Tell me everything. Everybody, Kelly just got back literally when? Yesterday?
No, just like a few hours ago.
Oh my God. Also, I'm very impressed with your manicure. My blue manicure that we got last time you were here in Portland didn't last very long.
Oh, wow, yeah. I know.
It looks good.
It still looks really good. I mean, I said when we walked out of there that he was like a meticulous little man. I was so impressed by him. Like you know how like sometimes you go and do a nail salon and it's like always great because you know they always will like fit you in. They'll always get you going. But like sometimes they're just like rushing and like going super fast. But he was like into it. He was like looking at my nails like under a microscope and like
painting
that way. So yeah, it actually looks really good. I mean, it's only been a week, right?
I mean, like a little over a week. Mine like popped off and stuff. But anyway, what's going on? A few hours ago. Look at you, crazy kid.
Yeah. So I did take today off work, which thank God I did because I got back actually like relatively early. So I was in Idaho and I was in the Sawtooth Mountains. And I was in Stanley, Idaho, actually with the Sawtooth Valley Gathering as a music festival that I've been going to for the last few years. And I met Sam and Josh and Amanda there, and it was awesome. And then my friend Austin played in the music festival. So that was really fun to have all of them there as well. And it just made, like, the festival just – I mean, the festival is, like, super special. And I don't even know how to describe it because it's so random and, like, the lineup's always kind of random and – like, you never know what you're going to get, but the location is, like, a freaking postcard. Like, it's insane.
Good.
And so just, like, the whole entire time, yeah, we just, like, you're in awe of, like, where you are. Like, the Sawtooths are so, so cool. If you don't go to the music festival ever, please just, like, go to the Sawtooths at some point in your life because they're, like, literally incredible. The Salmon River, like, runs through town also, and there's, like, a bunch of hot springs that are in town. I mean, it's just, like, chef's kiss, like literally nothing better, like my dream, you know what I mean? But yeah, the music was awesome. Like, I wasn't super stoked on anyone who was playing. Like, I mean, there was a few that I was like excited to see, but yeah, it turned out to be so good. There's a lot of bands that I had never heard of that were awesome. But yeah, the weather was incredible. I mean, it was pretty hot, which I will take that a million times out of 10 over rain and like hail and shit that we had last year at the same exact music festival, the same week of the year and everything. So yeah, it was just like, we lucked out on the weather, but it was like, there's no shade. There is no reprieve. So like, that is a little bit tough where like, it's really high elevation. The sun just like literally feels like you're like crisping up, just like sitting there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we use so much sunscreen. We really did our due diligence. But I do look tanner, I think. I mean, even in this camera, I look a little tanner.
Was going to say, you look very tan in the camera. So I can't even imagine your tan in real life. IRL.
Yeah.
Look at you.
But it was awesome. It was really cool. Good. I mean, I was there for 4 days, which is about a 7-hour drive. And from here, so that's not too terrible, but Yeah, it's just like straight through Eastern Oregon most of the time, and it's like pretty flat and nothing going on, so that's kind of boring. But I ended up leaving this morning because Sam and Josh and Amanda were driving to Seattle, so they had to leave pretty early just to make it there and meet some friends and stuff. And so with the time change and everything, I did make it back like decently early, or like earlier than I thought I was going to, for sure. But anyways, yeah, so I'm just coming off of 4 days of music and staying up super duper late. And yeah, so you know how I'm doing. But yeah, it was really awesome. And I actually like slept more this weekend than I have like this entire summer, I think. So that was
great. Interesting.
Yeah, because we just like didn't want to be in the sun. So we spent a lot of time in the tent and or sleeping in the tent. And yeah, so anyway, but it was lovely. It was so good to see Austin's show. He did awesome. The whole band did great. And it was really awesome to have them there. And yeah, so the Sunday is always like, it's hard because a lot of people leave on Sunday. But I think the Sunday portion of it is just like the best, because it's like the people who like really want to be there. And like the lineup I thought yesterday was like the best lineup of the whole weekend, so I was like most excited about all of the bands yesterday. So yeah, we just like stuck it out and went to some hot springs. What also was crazy, and I know this is like stupid to say, but like you just don't ever think about it, because the sun was up literally until like 10:30 at night. Like it was crazy. Like I love that so much. And it just like, but also like it was kind of a mind fuck, because like half the time we're like, whoa, it was like 8:30. Like we haven't even eaten dinner yet. You know, like what's happening? Like, I don't know. So anyways, yeah, it was just crazy because we'd watch the sunset at like 10 p.m. every night. And it was really cool. I mean, the music festival went until like 2 every night. So it wasn't a problem. But yeah, definitely like our times were like all messed up and like discombobulated. But yeah, doing good. So just back at it. Thankful to not have to work today, but working this whole week, and then I'm headed straight on Friday after work to Big Ponderoo. So
Talk Big Ponderoo.
So yeah, it's just like a busy week. I'm gonna be dealing and wheeling, as they say. I am rolling straight into that. Why do I have a job? Like, why do I have a 9-to-5? Like, what is happening? Anyways,
you're just living life. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just living life. Look at you.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, highly recommend Sawtooth if anyone ever wants to go. So, yeah. But did you have any other updates you want to update on?
Well, no, I mean, so my brother's still here. He's hanging out. He's doing his thing. I had my niece come in and stay with me because you were driving through Eastern Washington. Eastern Oregon, excuse me. And then my husband and my brother drove out to Colorado, and they were like in that same area, and they came back and they were like, wow, that drive is really gorgeous. Like really, they didn't mind it at all. Like, do you concur? Do you like it that out in there? I mean, obviously you live in East Oregon, but like from Idaho to Oregon, how was that drive?
Yeah. I mean, there's not a whole lot going on. It's like high desert, but it's cool. Like it's all along the river the entire time. It's really pretty.
Nice.
Yeah.
It sounds gorgeous. Anyway, yeah.
Dang, they already made it back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were only gone for like 3 or 4 days. So, yeah, that's crazy.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we just wanted to come on here, and we're going to do a little in honor of the summer solstice. We're just like a little bit late, but in honor of the summer solstice, we were going to do like a summer draft pick kind of game, where we talk about what we would want to have in on our team, I guess. Is that how you would do it?
Sure. Yeah. It's a summer draft of summer themed items that we're going to pick 5 apiece. And it's, you know, regular draft rules, if you know what those are.
If you know, you know. Yeah. And
you know.
Before we started recording, I was like, I wrote down a couple extra just in case, but I really don't think we're going to have any of the same ones. So I'm also just like so curious what you wrote down.
It's also such a broad category that like we could get away with a lot. You know what I mean?
Fair. Yeah. Oh, wait. We need to do a flip for who goes first. I have this app still. Okay. I did it from like the last time that we did a draft. So, okay. I'm going to show you. Even though it's like my blurry camera is kind of blurry, but okay, you're gonna call it. Okay, ready?
Okay. Tails. Yeah, I can't really see, so we're gonna have to. Oh, I got it!
You won. You go first!
Okay. The first summer. What are we doing? A draft. Summer draft. There we go. That's the drum roll I was looking for. Okay, I wanna pick Beach Days.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
I'm not a beach girl, so you can have it. It's all yours.
I love the beach. I think it's fabulous.
I know. I'm really excited for you to explore the Oregon beach or coast and everything, too.
Well, I just took my niece just like yesterday. Oh, you did? Yeah, we drove out to Cannon, and then it was kind of cool. So we didn't like stay, but I would love to go out and like actually stay for a fire, because you can have the fire on the beach, too. Mm. Oh, my God. Doesn't that sound like a dream? And watch the like sunset go down? Yeah, that sounds great.
And anyway, like drink some wine. That'd be so fun.
Beach days. Cool. That's my
How first. Far was that?
I was only an hour and 45 from my house. So okay. It's not like we did it in a day. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. I definitely want to go out there and just like hang for a bit. Like, anyway. Yeah. Figure that out later. Okay. My first one that I'm going to take is extended daylight hours. I don't really know if that counts, but just like the light. Yeah. Just like having extra time in the day and like how it feels. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anyone else to describe it.
I don't know how to like create the logic that disqualifies that. So I'm just going to let it be. So
I know it sounds stupid because you can't really take time, but like that is the whole point of summer, is that it's longer days. That. So like longer days, is that how I would say it, I guess?
Yeah. Longer days.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
And I guess I took beach days. I can't keep you from going to the beach. So anyway.
Oh, no. We're going to argue about some of these, because some of mine that I wrote, I like encompass a lot of things. So I was like, I don't know how far Kaif will let me actually like take this. So.
Okay. I might have feelings later, people.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. My next pick is going to be iced drinks, or just ice in general.
You are an ice girly. That is so true.
I love ice so much.
Ooh, but like, okay. I'm not going to put words into your mouth, but are you taking, like, alcoholic drinks also, or is that just purely, like, iced tea, iced water?
Okay, I was definitely thinking about this in the car, because I was, like, going through, Kelly's going to have a problem with this. I don't care. I want to take exclusively ice. I just want to take it off the table.
Okay, interesting, because, like, alcohol is not on my list, so, like, I would let you have it, but... I do love ice. Me, like, a cold beer when it's hot as balls out, right? Or, like, after you backpack or, like, at the river, you know? Oh, so good.
But even, iced coffee or, like, Crystal Light or whatever, all the ice drinks all the ice, like, sodas or whatever, all that.
Totally.
Okay. All of it's great.
Fine. I'll let you have it. Yeah, for sure. I do not like a lukewarm water. Let's be real. That's literally my nightmare.
Lukewarm. What monster are you drink? Hot water or cold water? Lukewarm water is not a thing.
No, but you know when you like have a water bottle in the car and you like take a sip of it on like in whatever in the middle of the day and it's like literally like kind of hot, but you're not really. I don't know. Yeah, it's the worst.
Been Anyways. There, girl. Been there, yeah. Sister. No.
Anything in analogy and like is not safe. You know what I mean? But okay, my next one. And this maybe you will have feelings about it, but just like barbecues or like at like backyard barbecuing. So like hot dogs and hamburgers and like potato salad and just like everyone hanging out in the backyard, like grilling. You know, it's just like so fun and like it never gets old and. You always want a hot dog or a hamburger when it's summertime. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's so good.
Oh, my God. I hate you for taking that. I love barbecuing in the
backyard. I know. I thought you were going to take that one first, too, because you're such a barbecue queen now.
I have it on my list for sure. And I
just barbecued. Nice.
Yeah. I made, like, steak the other day, and then I threw a jalapeno in there because I made homemade salsa.
Get Yum.
I made homemade basil this last weekend, and we made homemade pasta. Yeah, anyway.
Wait, homemade basil? Homemade pesto?
Oh, pesto, yeah, basil. I made homemade basil.
Damn. No. Homemade pesto or homemade basil. Nice.
Yeah, pesto, that sounds so delish. Good. Anyway.
Awesome. But damn, okay, wait, so right now you have.
Party. Bummer.
You have, oh my God, I already forgot. What was your first one?
Beach days.
And
ice drinks.
Okay, cool.
You had your number three. What was your number one again?
Just like long days or that's extended right.
long
daylight
hours. Pfft, get out of here. Okay. Oh, barbecue. Okay. I'm going to take like summer music.
Wait, no. Wait.
Right?
Feelings. What do you mean by that? Feelings. No, you can't. You know that's going to be my dream. same. Okay, but you can't, like, do you mean, like, just, like, listening to the car, listening to music in the car, like, super loud with the windows rolled down? Or are you talking, like, listening to music outside?
Like, listening to music in your car. I'm not going to take festivals from you because we all know.
Thank you. Oh my God. I was like, you cannot take music festivals from me because I didn't even put that at the top because I didn't think you would take it at all. Oh my gosh.
I'm the nicest human being right now. I'm not going to take that from you. But I am talking about like summer music in your car, or like in your background or the backyard barbecue that you hang out. And like, I don't know, there's certain songs that you listen to in the summer. And I love that.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's so true. There's like always like a song of the summer, you know, and like which one it's going to be. Actually, I really don't know what it is this summer. Is it like Sabrina Carpenter? Because everyone's talking about her lately.
I mean, to be fair, I meant like my choice of my, like, how I classified summer music. I don't listen to Sabrina Carpenter. Sorry about it. But I do have a song or like a collection of songs that I wait for the summer to listen to anyway.
That's funny. Sorry. Right. Okay. Anyways, moving right along. We need to do like hot topics because I have a lot of like hot goss for like from the internet. So you know what I mean?
Wait, really?
So, like, did you see Justin Timberlake got a DUI?
I did see that and I purposely didn't text you because I was like, I'm going to set her off. Here she goes. She's going to go on a TikTok rant and send me thousands of TikToks.
Hey now, I didn't send you one. That's so rude. Reach out.
No, I'm kidding. That
was, also, thank God, because bring that boy down a peg, you know, like Britney, free Britney, you know what I mean? Oh, just like hashtag Britney, hashtag we love Britney, like
100%. And anyway, could do way better, so fuck that guy.
Yeah, for real. Like except for her like eating food in the shower game, but we're not going to go there. That's
You know what? We'll skip right past that.
Okay. Just pretend like I didn't say that.
I'm just going to let that moment pass. Bye-bye.
Okay. So on my list, I have extended daylight hours, barbecuing, and now I have to say music festivals because you cannot take that from me. It's literally my favorite thing and in the whole entire world, and I go to a lot of them. So I actually was like quantifying my schedule today. I was recapping with someone. Hold the phone.
You were quantifying your sketch.
I mean, I was quantifying, I'm sorry. I was quantifying all of the music festivals that I've gone to this year already and how many more I'm going to. And then I was recapping my entire sketch with someone and it really made me self-conscious a little bit. So, but we love it. We love to see it. Anyways, music festivals are my favorite thing in the whole entire world. Like the chacos, the dirty feet, the sweatiness, the cute outfits. The glitter, I'm here for it all. Outfits, Jerry said that.
Yeah, I definitely would not have put sweaty, dirty feet as my top three. I was explaining why I like music festivals, but okay.
Okay, my Choco tan line from this weekend is like on point, though. It is like so good, and I didn't have it before this weekend, so just saying.
Oh my God. I just feel like we should put a photo on Instagram about your Choco tan.
Oh my God. No feet pics for free. Are you kidding? Get out of
for
here.
For free?
No way.
Yeah, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen.
You got to Venmo me for that.
Okay. Next one. What are we doing? Okay. Oh my God. All right. Summer.
What's your number four?
My next one's going to be like the summer outfit. And I didn't know how to like describe that in a better way. Like, how do I describe
you just like
a crop
don't get
top with like leggings and like open toe shoes and like, you know, the summer outfit, the cute purse. And yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want in my life.
That's a great one because I totally agree that there's so like the world is your oyster with summer outfits. Sometimes you have to like think about chafing and like sweatiness and things like that. But most of the time,
it's totally fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time, it's so fun because, like, I mean, for me, we don't get to wear like cute summer clothes for very long. It's like a few months. And so I like get really like so excited to wear like rompers and like whatever, all of the things, like my platform shoes,
skirts,
sandals and stuff.
I never get to wear skirts and stuff.
Yeah.
And like I wear everything black all the time. So it's kind of cool to like have an occasion to throw in a pink in there or like a different color. I did just buy this like really cute muted sage color from H&M. Is like a silk top for work. I'm very excited about it.
Yum. Yeah. I feel like sage or silk is like the new is very in right now. I'm into it.
Plus I work at like that, you know, it makes me look really professional. I'm really happy with it. Anyway.
Amazing. Okay.
Yes, summer outfit. That's me.
My number four is going to be just like the river, but I wasn't sure if I could take all of the river, but you took all of the beach. So I feel like the river is
That's
good.
Fair.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because like I'm into like paddleboarding, tubing, just like swimming, laying in the sun, like drinking beer by the river, like going rafting, like all of those things are like my I love fresh water. I'm definitely not an ocean girl. I hate the sand and I hate salt water. But I love me some fresh water. I mean, we were talking about it this weekend too, because we went like to a lake and we hiked to a lake and then we went and sat by the lake one day just to like get out of the sun. And we were all talking about our favorite body of water or whatever. And everyone's like, aren't you like a lake girl? Because you just like hike to lakes, do lake things. And I'm like, no, there's like monsters in lakes that will like, if you swim over a certain spot, they will like come and eat you. Like that does not happen in rivers. You know what I mean? Like absolutely not. Lakes are scary AF. Like no way. No, thank you. Hard pass.
Anyway. So do you have like a low key fear of the ocean?
I actually am less afraid of the ocean for some reason. I don't know why. I really do not like swimming in lakes though. I mean, like,
honestly, like
I'll jump in and jump out, but I will not like derp around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I'm so much more afraid of like stepping on glass or like a needle at the ocean/beach than I am of like a shark or a jellyfish.
Yeah.
It's like few and far between, you know, but like statistically speaking, that's the only thing about beaches. Maybe I need to class up my beach game a bit. Anyway, let's move on. So I'm on my last one, right?
Like, yeah, you're number five. Yeah, kill it.
I feel like we're doing pretty good. River, I'm writing down your stuff too so that I remember. Riverfront, rivers. I'm just putting rivers. I don't think that we've had too much on top of one each other. Like, you know, we're okay.
Yeah,
we're pretty confident in the summer.
I mean, like I said, I didn't think we'd have that much overlap, to be honest.
True that. That just ensures people that we are, in fact, two different individuals. Because
correct.
You know, we definitely sound very similar. Okay, cool. My last one is going to be just like ice cream, like summer treats and stuff. Like the snacks that you get in summer. Like
wait, we were just talking about what we really wanted this weekend too. Sorry, talking about it being so hot again.
You're good?
It's like frozen grapes. Do you love frozen grapes?
Oh my God, absolutely. If it's 115 degrees outside.
I know. And like putting them in like wine and stuff and making them little ice cubes. Oh, it's the best.
100%.
Yeah.
Also, are you a red grape lady or you're a green grape girl?
Oh, green grape through and green. Through.
Okay, there's a reason why we're friends. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
I also love fake green grape flavor. Everything. Like, so good. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Also,
green grape flavor. I can't find it anywhere.
Speaking of ice cream, guess what I just bought? The new Liquid IV, obviously. The new Liquid IV flavor. Guess what it is?
Green grape?
No, there's already a green grape one. This is what reminded me of it, though. It's sorbet or like, you know, the like crazy, what's it? What do they actually call
it? Gelato.
Well, it's like the like rainbow sorbet flavor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So rainbow sorbet, that's the flavor.
I know, but is that gelato? I don't know what gelato is.
No, that's done.
Anyway.
No, it's not. I think sorbet and gelato are different. Anyway, I'm going to take it all. All of it is mine. And also, how was the Liquid IV? Do I need to go out and actually buy some stuff now?
It's so good. Yeah, please buy it. That's a good one. But it's not a sugar-free one, just why. But yeah, it's a really good one.
Okay.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. Like, highly recommend. Like, absolutely.
I really appreciate
it. But it also
that.
May be because I was like, 100% depleted on all electrolytes this weekend, but it was still good.
Did you not drink enough water?
No, I literally drink so much water, and I took Liquid IVs every day. I drank Gatorade. Like, I was doing my due diligence, and I was still parched the entire time. It was crazy.
It was just that hot?
It was very, yeah. The sun is just, like, harsh. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it literally felt like it was, like, eating us alive. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't that hot. I think the high was, like, 75 maybe. But, like, it felt like 110. It was crazy.
Yikes.
Anyway. Okay.
Okay.
My last one. My number five. Okay. So, my list is extended hours or, like, long days. Barbecuing. Mm-hmm. Music festivals, river, and my last one is going to be camping/backpacking, if possible, if I can have both of them. I don't have to have both, but I just love being able to, like, sleep in your car and, like, not freeze your butt off when you're, like, sleeping out and Yeah, I just love the whole experience of like going to new places to camp and just like camping with friends and yeah, just all the good stuff.
I had camping trips on my list too, but I figured you would want that. So I also gave that to you too.
Cause thank I'm a nice you. Baby. That was
yeah,
so
I
nice.
Would agree. Camp trips in the summer are chef's kiss. They're the reason why I breathe because they're so fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of, I still have your stinking coffee thing. I totally forgot to give it to you last weekend.
Ponderoo. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Not that I'm hurting for it, but okay.
I know. I just don't want to forget because I keep, yeah, it's literally sitting in my car, like waiting for you. But anyway.
I also want to ask you, what are you, like, now that you have all the experiences with the festivals in summer, like, talk to me about your summer festival outfit. Like, what's the cute thing that you're wearing? Because I want to know what to wear to Ponderoo and I need inspo. So, what are you doing?
Good question. Okay. So, like, I feel like, I will have, I'll bring some clothes for you because I want you to wear some cute things that I have, okay. that I don't know if I'll get to wear because, like, I think I might have to be more, like, functional because I'm working than, like, cutesy. But I'm going to try and be cute still. But, yeah, so, like, anything, I think, actually, I haven't even looked at the weather for this weekend. But anything that is, oh, yeah, it's going to be nice. Yeah, anything that's, like, flowy where you can, like, have sun protection is really nice. You know those, like, everyone was calling it this weekend, like, the Stevie Nicks, like, overly thingy that's, like, lacy and whatever. Like, that's really nice to have. But, like, it's kind of nice to have your feet covered if you don't want to have festival feet. So, like, everyone was wearing, like, Blendies, Blundstones with, like, jean shorts and, like, a really fun top with, like, their Fleetwood Mac, like, over thingy okay. and like a hat, you know what I mean? So either like a sun hat or like the felt hats that I have or like a baseball cap, reppin' whatever you're reppin', you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like a baseball cap is probably up my alley or I just am not the kind of lady that got a felt cap, but maybe I do. I don't. I'm going to get like a baseball cap and wear that and I will figure out sun protection and yeah.
I'll bring lots of sunscreen too, but I'll bring you lots of fun things if you want to wear them, but no pressure. Absolutely.
Well, I'll take a look at them. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, for sure. Anyway. Yeah, we should definitely talk about Big Ponderoo more when we get off the call.
Ooh, on the after pod. The after pod.
Oh, hey, catch us on Patreon. Patreon/. I'm just kidding. We don't have one of those. I just feel like everyone says that on every episode, or like podcast. That I wish we had a Patreon and you guys wanted to pay us $5 a month. That would help so much, actually. It would just, like, buy my Starbucks. That would be great. But
when
anyway.
We can put, like, our exclusive festival outfit choices on our Patreon page.
That would be awesome. Or, like, just our Venmos.
Or our Venmos. just our Venmos. Okay. Should we do gratitude?
JK, JK. Yeah, absolutely. Do you have one? I actually...
I do.
I feel like I always do the grievance. So do you want to do the grievance this time?
Yeah. I can do the grievance. If you have a gratitude.
I absolutely have a gratitude. Yeah.
All right. Great. Okay. Excellent. So I have been putting the house together and I bought one of these like shoe rack thing because I don't have a good way to place my shoes out. Basically, they're in a cardboard box in front of my Peloton and I want to work out. So I just gotta figure out my shoe situation here. So panic decision. Bought one of those closet things that you put behind your door and I'm putting it together. It's not that complicated, but it's returned. So like definitely with somebody who had purchased the item, brought it back, and then I bought the item, right?
That's annoying.
Which I didn't realize when I was like panic buying it in the store. And then I'm putting it together and I noticed that the thing that you secure it is broken. So like somebody intentionally broke this item, put it all back and then returned it and I purchased it and now I'm like, whatever. It was $20. I just MacGyvered the hell out of it and it works and I'm fine with it because it's temporary. But
that's
like
annoying.
That's very annoying. So I don't know. I'm annoyed at like the customer service for not paying attention to that. I'm annoyed at the asshole who like deliberately did that.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's my big greed events. It's just people, you know. This is the life we lead and frustrations are, this are becoming more and more common. And I'm like, what is going on? I don't understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's super. I mean, that's just like top of the line, like douchiness. Like, I don't even know how else to describe it. Like, why would you ever do that? That's terrible. Oh my gosh.
Like, just get your money back. It's fine. You don't have to like make somebody else's day about like they're a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Shoot. So you are still using it? You didn't return it too?
No, I didn't return it. I just fixed it. Like, I had my husband make a thing really fast and it's fine. Like,
okay,
we know how to solve the problem. The person who returned it didn't know how to solve the problem. So it's not like all of the pieces that I got in the box. Like, I just had to MacGyver it a bit, but it's fine. It works. It's temporary.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. People do suck sometimes.
People suck a little bit. All right. Let's end on a good note though.
Gratitude. So I am, so what we were like cracking up about was, not every single band, but like a lot of the bands. So like, you know, it's a small music festival. Like most of the bands are pretty small, or just like up and coming. Cause there's like music all day for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like 4 days, all day music. So it's like a lot of bands. So they have like all different types of music, all different types of bands and like whatever. But like we were just like talking about it and every single band I feel like was just like, we are so grateful to like be here. Like we're so grateful to like share our music with you. We are so grateful to like be invited here. Like everyone was just like so stoked and like, I don't know. It's just like a really cool community of people. I mean, musicians are a really cool community in general, but like, I don't know. It's really cool. They just all were like talking about how like they're just all chasing their dreams and just like, you know, doing the damn thing. And it was just like pretty cute and like awesome. And like, and so like one guy was, was like, are all of you like chasing your dreams every day? And me and Sam and Amanda like looked at each other and we're like, are we? I don't know. Like, this is stressful. Like, but then we're like, what are our dreams? And so anyways, we had like a big talk about that because yeah, it's like cool that they actually are, you know what I mean? Maybe they don't make a lot of money, but like they actually are like pursuing their dreams. And so anyways, it's just like, I'm grateful for like that community and like being a part of it and just like getting to find like such a special music festival because it's really, really cool. And the whole thing is really awesome. And then I got to see a different side of it too with like Austin playing there. And so I got to see like the artist side of it too. So yeah, it was just like, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for Sam and Amanda and Josh and getting to hang out with them for like an extended period of time and just like get along so well. Yeah. And it's just like so easy to go to a music festival with them. And we're all kind of on the same page about everything, like music wise, hiking wise, hot spring wise, you know what I mean? Just like the vibe wise. So that's really nice too.
The vibe wise.
Yeah. It so just makes it easy because we all, yeah, food wise. Anyways, it's great. So yeah, I'm just grateful for having a good weekend and then I'm going straight into another music festival and I know I'm going to be very grateful for that. And I'm very grateful that you're coming to that and it'll be so cool. You get to see me working, but also you get to see Broco, which, you know, is all our favorite band. So
yeah.
That's very
not
going
to lie. I've been listening to Broco's like most recent three albums and then they just came out with a single too. So I've like been showing my niece, my brother, my husband. I'm like, I'm so excited. I'm going to go see them. So,
yay. Cool. Okay. But did you end up listening to Bella White? Can you listen to
I did. And then I've listened to a lot of AJ Lee because she came out with a new album too. Thank you.
Yay.
If you were listening, that clinking was me getting a refill from my hubby.
Hey.
Anyway. Nice.
Okay, well, we just wanted to get on here quick. I need to get this pup what is it called? Edited? I was like, episoded? It was going to get episoded up.
Episoded. I like that. It's like a, I love it.
Yeah. And, wait, remember when we were doing like our favorite songs? Can I just like throw a song out there that I've been like obsessed with lately? Speaking of music and whatever. Okay. So I don't know why I got, when we were in Portland last weekend, our friend Caroline was talking to Kaif and I about Chapel Roan. And so I've been listening to Chapel Roan like literally nonstop. But then apparently everyone already knows about her and I'm like late to the party. That's why I was asking about Sabrina Carpenter because apparently Sabrina Carpenter is really big too. But anyways, I love this song Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan. And everyone else likes like the H.O.T. song, but like, nope, I am a Good Luck Babe girl. So shout out to that song. I listened to it probably 1,500 times on my drive to the Sawtooth and back from the Sawtooth. So, yeah. Do you have a song to throw out there?
Well, I was just going to look at my on repeat on my Spotify. And the only thing that keeps popping up is the Sylvan Esso that we've been obsessed with.
And then, for sure.
The Moon Tricks, because I was like, it's been really light outside. So we went out on the patio and we were just like hanging out and having some wine. And I put on Moon Tricks as like background music or whatever. Nice. And they like fell in love with it. So then I was like playing it on repeat. So that's the first thing that came up.
We know. Yeah, and we love Moon Tricks, of course.
Yeah. I would really like to go see them back in Bend if they come up. Do you let me know? Okay. I'll come and drive over. Absolutely. But yeah, that's the Currents is the song that we've been pretty obsessed with.
Yeah, Current, that's a good one.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So from yeah, that song.
Mm-hmm. Is it the Mountains album? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Nice. All right. Well, happy Monday, everybody. We love you all so much. Bye. And
I hope
we're getting it done, you know? You know us.
I hope everybody had a lovely solstice. And
oh my God, boom, yeah, boom, happy boom, solstice, boom, fam. Boom.
Thanks for being candid.
Bye.
Bye. That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting.
If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review.
Your feedback helps us make the show even better.
Follow us on Instagram @Candidly30.
Thanks for being candid with us.